Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. Thanks again for listening. This is Tuesday night, November. Listen, we're already to November the 3rd. And in my location, they're telling me 27 degrees tonight. 27 degrees, Northeast Ohio. Listen, how's everybody doing? All around the world, we want to say thank you again for coming to listen on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., survivedthrive.net. Thank you, Steve Quayle. And listen, we are in a series this week. It's called Spiritual Desires, Deception, and the Military. And I'm sure that by God's providence, there will be those in the military that will listen, that will tune in and get archives, and maybe some of you can even send this to some. And I say it because there is a spiritual passion behind my life. I don't make any bones about that at all. There is, without question, I confess, a spiritual urgency. The Spirit of God urges me to get this information out. And it's based on prophetic revelation, revelation of, in Scripture. Well, it's all revelation. It is the data that has come from the Spirit of God. It's the communication. Now, when we deal with prophetic revelation, though, we're dealing with something so precise and so detailed and so specific that it is literally amazing. There is nothing equal to it. It is unprecedented in its details, in its scope. One only has to study the prophecies of the first coming of Christ and all the details surrounding it to understand, well, the infallible nature, the precise nature, the, it's just literally awe-striking. And so tonight we're going to talk about some of that also. We're going to go to Revelation chapter 6 that deals with, it's the chapter that deals with the four horsemen. And there's movies made about it and books written about it and even rock groups that have had material and lyrics out concerning the Four Horsemen. Now, it is an incredible picture that God has given concerning this rapid fire movement in the very end of days. It may be, depending on how you look at the first horse, and its rider, the white horse, and this is in most everybody's background, they understand it as Antichrist. I look at it as the whole spear, the Antichrist spirit, the spirit of Antichrist, his birth, his development, and you got to realize something. And here's what I think a lot of people are missing: that when it comes to the Antichrist, his birth into the world marks, you know, an incredible, that marks the end of days in a real sense too. But you've got to realize that the Antichrist will grow. He will move into position. He will be functioning and working and operating. He will be in political powers in a smaller level prior to the apocalypse. It is called the apocalypse of, Anthropos Anamos. He is the man of lawlessness, the idea of opposing everything that is of God, law, presence, the cross, Christ, Bible, Christians, whatever it may be, anything and everything that God has a mark in, per se, that is what this one will be opposed to. Every iota, there would be a anti-God agenda. And so for this lust to become God, obviously, Isaiah 14, you've got to understand the depth of the nature. Now, listen, atheists, agnostics, nihilists, existentialists, and many others around the world, people like Richard Dawkins and others, they're not going to have a clue when it comes to the nature, the radical nature of this presence. They will not even acknowledge this. But then again, they're lost. They do not have the Spirit of God. I mean, even New Agers and many others around the world, they'll acknowledge a radical evil presence in the world, and we know what that presence is. And there is a communication on the origins, the nature, the precise methodology and agenda. And we find that in the scriptures. So listen, tonight as we begin to delve in again to this four-part series, Spiritual Desires, Deception, and the Military, we are on Tuesday night. Monday night was Demonic Desire for Military Systems. Tonight, the quest is this: Examining Future Civil War and the Red Horse of Revelation 6. Once again, examining future civil war and the red horse of Revelation 6, the Pyros horse, the fiery red horse of Revelation 6. Now, some may be studying that, may wonder what in the world four horses and four horsemen are all about. They are about global impacting events. They are about events that shall burst out onto the world scene. And literally, when these things were written 2,000 years ago, we have, by the Spirit of God, been given glimpses of the actual future history of humanity. And so we're going to take a look at one of those tonight. Before we get into the body of that message, let me say again that, welcome and glad to have you here. Want to just say also that we are saying that you can email us during the show. It's shatterxmlsbcglobal.net, and we'll be able to try to respond to you and during the show anyway, and that's one way that we can connect. And I know that because we've been out for about 5 days, we're way behind on emails. So let me give you some updates and some news that's going on right now. Number one, the 31 days ablaze that we've been doing, we're going to try to catch up on this week, finish out the October, and begin a brand new process here in November. So we've got some catch up there. If you're in some of the courses, coursework will be caught up this week, and you'll be given, we'll upload the new links on those pages that you have so that you can continue. We will also put out this week a newsletter, the first issue for November. And we will have no more issues for October, but the first issue for November will be out, and that will come out here within a couple of days. So if you'd like to have the free newsletter coming to your email, go to shatterthedarkness.net, go down where it talks about the email system and or the newsletter, and it'll tell you how you can get that free on a weekly basis. And that's normally how we do it, a weekly basis, sometimes three times a month. Last month, we only had one out for the entire month. And that's unusual. We usually have four, and we will try to stay on par. Now, for those who have ordered the book, The Black Awakening, the great news is I've checked with Lulu, the publisher, today, and worldwide it is up on sale with Lulu Publishing. It is also an ebook now out. Now, the ebook costs more than usual, but there's also that offer in the book where there's a code given to you where you can go to the website and you can put in the code and you'll be able to download up to 70 hours of MP3s that come from the courses that we teach, The Black Awakening, Spiritual Warfare Basics, and also The Rise of Satanism. So listen, we're giving away up to 70 hours worth in the book and also in the ebook, and that's probably almost $200 offer. So another thing that we've done with the book is this. You'll notice in the book, both the ebook and the printed book, that it has in the back a thing that says more chapters. And the fact of the matter is, and I really fought with this also, I have more chapters to put into this book that I want. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a chapter per month for the next 6 months onto the website, theblackawakening.com. Theblackawakening.com will have on there, starting at the end of this month, another chapter to the book. So if you've purchased the book, if you've gotten the book either way, and if you've pre-purchased the book, the good news is yours is shipping out this week also. All of them are shipping out this week. And we will have in stock starting Friday here books also. Or you can order direct from Lulu Publishers. you know, Lulu.com. So that has now gone worldwide, and it'll be offered worldwide, and anybody can get it anywhere. So we're glad, we're excited that it's out, it's done, it's complete, there's no more delays in it, as we've had incredibly uncanny delays, and a real battle with it, too, in the last couple of months. But again, praise God, because there is a providential reason. I've said in the introduction, I'll say it here, and I talked to an English professor today because I read part of the book over the phone to him today. Because I said, I'm a speaker, I'm a preacher more than anything else. So it may not be the best written book in the world, but the message, 640 pages, is vital, providential, I believe, is going to prepare many, many, many thousands of believers. It's going to bring great exposure to the Luciferic conspiracy. That when I say conspiracy, I mean the agenda, the real agenda, the shadow government, shadow military, and shadow religion working in that unholy trinity to bring about globalism, a supernatural leader, and ultimately, part of the topic here tonight, Armageddon. Now listen tonight, again, if you're brand new and you've been listeners in the past and you're hearing a new voice tonight, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, and we appreciate deeply Steve Quayle offering us the time and giving us an opportunity to be able to speak, and we've been hearing a lot of great feedback from many of you, and so we're grateful. We want to know where you're from and where you're listening from. It's always great to know that and to have a note from you maybe. So if you'd like to, you can send to the email address, shatterxmailsbcglobal.net, and we would love to have you let us know where you're listening from. And just maybe a note from somewhere around the world. We got a few things this week. Appreciate a enormously great email from a good brother out there, and that has sent a note that is just Ken, and I appreciate that very, very much. We got friends also there in England listening right now, and it is really a phenomenal tool right now. Now listen, when I get ready to do this, and again, the prayers go up for all those that listen, I do know that this hour is supernatural. I do know that many people may get this or come online or be listening in some fashion, or even get the archives later on, and it's completely by the providence of God. You might think it's by accident, but it is by the providence of God, which literally means the good arrangement, supernatural arrangement of God himself. Because if you don't know God, the simple three things that I can tell you is this: God loves you, God knows you, and God wants you. There's nobody that wants you more than God himself. When it all comes down to all the people's intellectual abilities, their status in life, their fame, their fortunes, and everything else, what about the fact of somebody loving you and wanting you? God loves you. God wants you. God knows your name, whether you know God or not. And this is about a relationship. So listen towards the end as we talk again about how to know God immediately in relationship. We're not talking about force, presence. We're not talking about energy. We're not talking about, you know, God a billion miles away. We're talking about God coming into your life through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is, listen, you've got to take a look. You've got to take a look at the cross, especially if you're a New Ager. So many millions of New Agers, spiritual questers looking for answers. I was listening to a worldwide known radio host just two nights ago, as he was talking to the person he was interviewing about life and afterlife. And you could hear clearly his desire, because of his age, to know what it's going to be like at the end of life. that he has no concept of confidence, what's going to happen, where he's going to go, what's going to go on from there. And there's all this kind of reaching out and this kind of hope. But I want you to know that part of the relationship that God brings in Christ and his Spirit inside of your life is this immediacy of knowing that you know that you know that you know. The Spirit of God's witness to your human spirit that you have the gift of eternal life, the gift of indestructible immortality. That's what the cross is all about. It's all about bringing you to relationship with God, but taking care of the issues that separate you from God. And I tell you right now, sin is an issue, death is an issue, Satan is an issue, hell is an issue, that's for sure. What Christ did at the cross takes care of all of it. Let's take a look at tonight and all that we're going to be talking about, examining future civil war. Now, I have read years ago now Alvin Toffler and his concepts of future war, even going back to the third wave and other futurologists, other, you know, military men like Colonel John Alexander, who wrote a book on future war. And when you begin to read about future war and you begin to read about the books and materials out there, they're going to discuss about four primary issues when it comes to future war. Now, why should we concern ourselves? Well, listen, even today, the German chancellor has clearly said that they do not want Iran to have nuclear capabilities. They don't want them to have nuclear weapons. Israel does not. So we have this obvious standoff in the Middle East. Russia going to back Iraq, or Iran, rather. Iran, you know, is... Well, I mean, just listening, there's this constant lying, yet the building of weapon systems. You've got to understand what underlines all of this is a spiritual propensity. That's right, spiritual propensity. It involves their belief in a coming Mahdi, a world supernatural leader that will, well... He's not going to come to power. He's not going to come up from out of the ground or out of the well into power until massive bloodshed. I mean vast, massive bloodshed, which involves the annihilation of Israel. And, of course, the Mahdi, they say, will come to rule right out of Jerusalem. Now, that again, paints the picture of the coming Antichrist. With strong clarity. So you've got to understand that even the war issues that are going on, there are spiritual forces behind the positioning of nations even now. And we haven't seen anything yet. And so we have this whole issue, you know, with Europe and their desire that nobody has nuclear weapons and the concern with Israel and their first strike. So what's going to happen? War is all around. I mean, it's, you know, I just read lately where in all of the world, Jerusalem is where most of the, well, the journalists and news media people are. It's the big hot spot in all the world. North Korea, of course, continues to play the games with missiles and shooting them off. We have Russia and its... flexing of its military might over Georgia. And so we have war, rumors of war. We have Afghanistan. We have Pakistan. We have the destruction of human life on a daily basis. We have thousands of American soldiers all over the world, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, most likely in Pakistan, though not very well known. And they're clamoring again for more, and we see the President of the United States, you know, taking his good old time and deciding what's going to happen here. We should let all leadership know this has nothing to do with your political standing. It has everything to do with the men and women in the uniforms and what is needed. Battle all around us. So many of you that might be listening might even be soldiers of the past. I appreciate the soldiers that have written in, soldiers that I've talked to on the phone, and a young soldier that went to Iraq many years ago from our church, who described to me that his first, stepping out into the soils of Iraq and telling me how he felt such dark, spiritual, ominous presence. He said it was so thick and it was so ominous and it was so heavy, he would tell me. And since that time, he's been back again and again to Afghanistan also. He's been in the Abrams tank. He's been in, he might even be back home right now. But again, soldiers who've been there, soldiers who've come back, listen, God bless you. The prayers are always there for protection. And we need to realize that our soldiers also coming back from spiritually influenced lands like that, where millions are praying against the American soldier and coalition soldiers, y'all need to go through some spiritual, warfare debriefing, where you can have teams that would pray over you and pray off all those things. I want you to know that I know a number of soldiers that have come back, of parents that have written me. We've devised a couple of broadcasts that deal with the suicide issue and the spiritual warfare issue. They are in a spiritual battle also. And again, I'm going to say to you clearly, Christ loves you and wants to bring rescue and salvation to you. But he brings also protection spiritually and empowerment and the ability to grow and become very spiritually powerful regardless of where you are in the world. And that's for you soldiers too. Now, let me mention tonight as we talk about Revelation 6 and the Red Horse. I'm going to read off the Net Bible a little bit here tonight because of the language of the Greek here is very specific. When you read Revelation chapter 6, verse 4, you're going to read about another horse. And literally, it is a fiery red one. A pyros horse. The idea of the color, this is the idea of, the volatility of this specific unleashing. Now, when the Spirit of God brings this phrase out in each case, come or come and see, this literal call to come forth, you should know that the horses and the riders on those horses that step out literally are bursting out onto the scene. And they come with global impact. The spirit of Antichrist, the birth of Antichrist, the rise of Antichrist, and eventually the apocalypse of Antichrist is totally a global issue. And when you look over the four horses, they are all dealing with worldwide phenomena, worldwide catastrophe, worldwide chaos, worldwide, effect. Now, I want to emphasize that in verse 4 of Revelation 6, that there is a very, very clear message from the Spirit of God here. This is where we get this picture of not only an event or a bursting out, but you've got to understand the picture when this occurs. It will be, number one, I've said, worldwide. Number two, it will be so unmistakable. It will be so unmistakable. This will not be a localized event. People have written me and asked me before in the past when the VTEC shooter shot all the college students with that kill rate of a 60% for someone who never supposedly used a weapon before. Now, they ask me, is that the beginning of the Black Awakening? Now, if you don't understand the term, that is literally off the lips of someone who is deeply versed in Luciferian training. They were, and I think to this day, are a super soldier created, transmuted, transgenics, Transspiritos, which we'll talk about, and they were very powerful in all that they were and all that they knew and all that they are gonna be unless they get out. Now, we're talking about a super soldier that told me about a phrase that they use. Now, I've heard it many times since in working with undergrounders. The Black Awakening is their term for this bursting out, this great chaos, this catastrophic event that will occur in all of Western nations, all of Europe, the United States specifically, because it's part of the Luciferian plan to collapse the nation, to literally weaken it to the point that it cannot respond to what's going on in Europe. So at every level, whether military, law enforcement, economic, environmental, the electrical grids, power grids, food chain, everything will be affected to bring a massive collapse. So that's what I mean when I say the Black Awakening, the chaos. I mean, Albert Pike spoke about it, the chaos before the new order. We all understand the terms. I believe it is a biblical revelation that great revolt and rebellion would occur prior to the apocalypse, the visible unveiling of the Antichrist to the world. Now, I believe that the red horse here may be speaking about this very event. This Pyros horse, this global bursting out. And there's a couple of things we need to know about it. Number one, that the one that rode the horse was granted permission. And again, the emphasis isn't on the actual person riding the horse. In other words, we don't have the eyes, the ears, the name, anything else other than we have this picture of this bursting out rider on a red Pyros, fiery red horse. And with this comes a granted temporary permission. It's the idea that authority has been obtained. Authority has been obtained. That restraint has been removed, everything has been pulled back, and now there is this concept of authority has been obtained and now going to be what thrusts this Pyros red horse and the rider out into the world scene. Now, here's what it says, to take peace from where? Doesn't talk about a region of the world. It doesn't talk about a region at all. It talks about the whole earth. To take peace from the earth. And I'm going to tell you right now that we're getting a big picture here of a satanic burst. But let's take a few moments. Let's listen to Steve, Inner Health. We'll be back in a few moments. Thank you, Steve. And listen, we're back here talking about the fiery red horse of Revelation chapter 6. And we're going to take a look at this word, svadzo. This is the word that's used concerning not just the taking away, the concept of taking away peace, but what's going to happen. Now, when you read this, we're talking again to take peace from the earth. First of all, let me tell you how totally opposite this is when it comes to the birth of Christ. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. That, and God's favor. If you go back and look at what the prophecies were surrounding the birth of Christ, what the angels were singing, what everything was being revealed, well, we're talking about the Prince of Peace. Peace on earth, and goodwill to men, and a time of God's favor. Now we're talking about the arrival of I would say unprecedented satanic powers. Many of you who are believers understand Pentecost. You understand the power of God that came down and clothed the believers in the early days. Many of you know what it's like to be clothed with power from on high. God's power, it's the Greek word dunamis, where we get the word dynamite, and it's the idea of spiritual dynamite on the body of Christ that enables us to be fuel for world mission. It involves even the answers of prayer, signs and wonders, the salvation of hundreds of thousands and even millions worldwide. There's not one iota in the advance of the cause of Christ without the power of God. So too, in the counterfeit sense, there is not one iota of advance when it comes to the cause of Satan. The mission or agenda of Satan. 2 Thessalonians 2 is very clear about the secret power of lawlessness that's already at work. Before you've listened tonight, and as we've said before, the frog in the kettle approach, the building up, the constant building up. And I'm saying that the waters have been boiling, millions have been cooked, and we're about ready to see this catastrophic burst. I call it an inverted Pentecost, kind of a satanic Pentecost, an unleashing of power on a global scale that involves the unleashing of, the chaos, all hell on earth. Now listen, worldwide, by the hundreds of millions, there's that sense that you can feel it in the air, that you sense the ominous, chaotic, cataclysmic events. Well, even things like Webbot has predicted that. New Age prophets and prophecies are predicting that. People are now going to the Mayans, to Nostradamus, to Edgar Cayce, to glean from them the concepts of, coming catastrophic, earth changes or events. Well, you can look at all those things, but again, coming back down to the Spirit of God's prophetic revelation, the reason why we must stay there is it's precise, infallible, has never been broken, always comes about. And let me tell you something, it's the only prophetic or prophesied events that are fought against by the gates of hell. I believe with all my heart Satan seeks to either annihilate or stop the recipients of biblical prophecy in order to somehow stop the prophecy itself. I mean, that's what it's all about. The entire ramping up, the entire great chaos coming, the reason for the Antichrist's, emergence and apocalypse eventually into the world, the reason for globalism, all of it, and I hope you'll get this, I hope you'll check me out on this, all of this is but the precursors for the great day of God Almighty. Armageddon is the big thing. The spiritual ramping up in the world is a war spirit, a spirit that guides the world to globalism for one reason: to guide the world to the largest, broadest, most powerful military system in human history. And I'm going to continue to share this. I'm going to continue to share this with those who have written about future war. You have not calculated biblical revelation. You have not calculated what the Spirit of God says is actual, accurate future history. Now, like today, it involves soldiers, weapons, strategies, and who the battle is all about. Now, think about it, first of all, soldiers. Whether you go back to the Nazis, whether you go back to DARPA right now, you can look into what Steve Quayle and Tom Horn has talked about in transgenics, the ability to, you know, kind of gene splice in animal abilities into warriors so they can see at night, so they can be stronger, so they don't need as much sleep, so they can last longer, so they can run faster. All these concepts are there. Transgenics. I refer to another concept, transmutation. And that is the mutation of the original human being. And I would say that includes transgenics. But the concept of a super soldier that was, well, clearly revealed during the days of the Hitler, you know, SS troops, the desire and dream for an Aryan race. They were serious, folks. So serious, they would begin Lebensborn, a genetic birthing process in hidden birthing centers all over the place to create specially joined or bred bloodlined Aryans who would what? Be stronger, last longer, faster in every single sense. And what was the reason? A super master race of warriors, of soldiers. And everybody knows, especially if you've read Odessa Files and everything else, that the goal for that kind of soldier has never ended, but it's gone worldwide. You can read the gleanings of it in MKUltra and many of the sub-projects in U.S. military, CIA, and also in DARPA and their desire to create the concept of super soldier. Now, we've written a 400 or 640-page book that deals with super soldiers. And in that work, I'm telling you clearly that there are hundreds of thousands of intact, these kind of super soldiers, programmed, charged spiritually, sleepers for now, but very, very ready for the call to be unleashed. And they all believe that they're here to create mass chaos, to bring in a world leader, and to initiate globalism. Now, with the concept of future soldiers comes future weapons. What kind of weapons will there be? You know, if you go back to the 50s, if you go back and study the Nazis and their concepts, if you go to DARPA even today about, well, how mind control is used, how psi warfare is used, even the movie coming out right now, The Men Who Stare at Goats, is all about the development of powers. We're talking about enhanced human abilities. And it involves more than just exploding the heart of an enemy, but the possibilities of changing the minds of the enemy, of reading the minds of the enemy, of being able to remote and go and see and remote influence, and maybe even what nobody's talking about yet in the books, what none of the original remote viewer leaders, writers, and trainers are yet even talking about, but remote psychic assassination. Explained to me by a remote viewer as how three can go out into the ether, triangulate, and that makes them even stronger. It involves the ability to go inside of an unwitting or someone who's been prepared, enter in and influence them to a degree where they would go out and literally kill. Once it's over with, they would withdraw their presence or influence or thought. The person who did the slaughter or the murder wouldn't even have any idea that they did it. Thus, the term from this super soldier that I dealt with was psychic assassination. There's far more to remote viewing than just simply looking at secret documents in a file somewhere. And so the concepts of extra human enhancement is all over the place. And those who are tapping into the Akashic Records, tapping into the field, this energy field, they're calling it, around the world, globe, are saying that it's all human. And that's a lie. That it's not all human because it involves human capacity opening up to extra, enhancement beyond human ability. It's now human enhancement coming from the outside. The question is, are you able to examine where that enhancement is coming from and what that enhancement is? Many individuals dealing with dark presence have no idea because they have no ability to discern its presence because of the power and the nature that's behind it. Oh, they're there. It's been prophesied. They're there to come bring humanity revelations and enhancements and abilities and giftings and powers. And they're here in an unprecedented level. And again, this is foretold 2,000 years ago, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Very clear about it. But as we see this ramping up and building up in the area of not only soldiers, but the weapons, and listen, the strategies. Future war has to do with strategies. How they're going to fight a war. And that will become even more and more supernaturally charged as we move towards the bursting in of globalism. Well, the last part of that is then who? Who's going to be the battle? Who's going to fight who? Ultimately, it's not going to be the United States against Russia or China fighting a future war. There may be battles and skirmishes and things like that. But I'm going to tell you confidently, based on biblical revelation, there will be no nuclear annihilation of any nation. There will be no nuclear holocaust worldwide. It won't get that far. Jesus did say, referring to the very end, that unless he cut the day short, no flesh would survive. Now, that would be involving both man's destruction under the presence of Satan's leadership and even the wrath of God during the days of the end. Because by the time you read Revelation chapter 9, you're talking about one-third of humanity. Listen, military strategists and others that are interested. Since biblical prophecy has never failed, since it's infallible and it's precise, then we need to grapple with the fact that part of that prophecy predicts a third of humanity being destroyed in a few years. After the rise of Antichrist, the initiation of globalism, the development of charged globalist politics and charged military globalism, then we're going to find out that massive deception will bring incredible destruction. Just out of one verse alone, Revelation chapter 6 verse 4, the bursting out of this event, that's what these horses and the riders are all about. They are pictures of the flood of events. I do believe the white horse and the rider involves the spirit of Antichrist, the birth of Antichrist, the rise of Antichrist, the apocalypse, and that eventual rule of Antichrist. Obviously, you know, going out to conquer. That's clear with the book of Daniel. It goes right with it. But the fiery red horse and its rider, obtaining authority, they take peace from the earth. It may involve the sheer presence of kind of that, like I've said, that satanic Pentecost, that presence of evil. Every time I have seen it in an individual, saw it manifest in front of me in an individual, there is the absence of peace. It's immediate war. It's violence. There is a ancient hate that emanates from demonic presence. You've got to understand their violence. Even Revelation 12, Satan, knowing that his time is short, we can find that there is an emotional, furious, kind of a angry, furious nature in the fallen cherub as he attempts then to fulfill his agenda in the annihilation, of the descent of Jesus Christ. Christians everywhere that need to understand, in the second coming of Christ, the event is clear, Revelation 19, the event is prophesied, Old Testament, New Testament, Jesus talks about it. It's a massive, massive revelation in the New Testament of the visible return of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It involves the fact that all believers in Christ have been glorified and are with Christ, Revelation 19:11, in the descent. But in that descent, you need to take a look. The first thing that Jesus is going to deal with, well, he's going to unleash war on this pinnacle of satanic, luciferic, charged, global military system. All the super soldiers, chosen ones that are listening now, the handlers that would be tuning in to listen, you haven't understood the unchangeable, infallible nature of biblical prophetic revelation given by the omniscient, infinite, uncreated Spirit of God. It's exact. Christ will return. That's what your pressure is all about. That's what the furious nature of developing super weapons, planetary defense weapons, and super soldiers, and a counterfeit spiritual presence that can enhance all of it, is about. Now back to Revelation chapter 6 verse 4. With the bursting out of this global event, taking peace from the earth. Now again, this word "so that," the idea of the Hina clause, with the result that, or purpose for, listen, that people would, and literally the Greek word should be as it is in the Net Bible, it is that they would butcher, not just kill. And it's very important to understand that this event and the fiery red horse with the rider is about civil insurrection more than it is about organized war. The picture here, and I'm going to just give you some little notes to this, okay? In Revelation chapter 6, verse 4, so that people would butcher. That's the Greek word. If you want to, again, go back even to Strong's if you want to. Savadzo. Savadzo is the idea of slaughter. But I'm going to read to you. Literally, this comes from Strong's Exhaustive, but you can go back into deeper, broader Greek sources. The primary verb literally means this, to butcher. Now I'm quoting, especially an animal for food or in sacrifice. The word has the idea to butcher, quote, especially an animal for food or in sacrifice. Generally speaking, it means to slaughter by butchery. Do you get this picture? Revelation 6:4, you know what it's about? It's about the unleashing of global butchery, of literally civil war. Kind of a maddening that goes on worldwide. A maddening to where there is an unbridled, uncontrolled, well, insurrection, riotous, violent, where human beings are slaying, butchering, as of a butchering an animal, or as the concept of in sacrifice. That's what the word is. That people would do this. It's all in connection with the bursting presence, satanic presence. Don't we get this yet? Satan's presence means murder, means lies, means deceptions, means destruction. I don't know if we've gotten this yet. People will butcher one another. And I believe this has everything to do with the concept of the great revolt spoken about in 2 Thessalonians 2. Used in Acts 21:21. The concept of a political or religious coup where a hidden regime comes to the surface and initiates a massive, massive insurrection involving butchering the opposition in order to replace it with a new regime. Thus, a chaos before a new world order. Now, this is an incredible revelation. It's a revelation of catastrophe. It's a revelation of chaos. It's a revelation of human insurrection. But taken together with the picture we see in 2 Thessalonians 2, that it's plotted, that it's planned, that it has Satan's fingerprints all over it. What do we do as believers in preparation for this? What do we do as a believer in Christ as we take the Prince of Peace to the world? All I know 35 years ago was that when this living Christ came into my life, peace flooded into my soul. Do you think I want to take a sword to anybody? Absolutely not. The desires to love people and care about people and bring people to God and pray for their healing and feed them and clothe them and give them shoes. The idea of God's grace and uniting people and bringing reconciliation. Here we have in the final days of the pinnacle of satanic manifestation, the pinnacle of violence. Wherever you're living tonight, without Christ inside of you, you are vulnerable to the spiritual pressures that are here and that are about to break out into the world. And so I would say again, come to the living Christ, receive Christ into your life, that he would give you the Spirit of God, that Christ would give you the power of his protection, the power of discernment by his Spirit and the Word of God. And I want to urge you that if you've come to Christ and given him your heart at any time during any of these live radio sessions or by the archives, write to me so I can help you out with other materials. It is the most important decision you'll ever make. For those that are believers in Christ, I would urge you again, continue to read and learn all you can about biblical, prophetic revelation. Because looking at the future, and as we meditate on the Word of God, and as we see vast global events coming, we know that it doesn't come out of nowhere. That we are developing, that there is a satanic evolution towards those ends. I'll say again, unprecedented deception is here. And that's going to lend itself to unprecedented destruction. And the fiery red horse of Revelation 6 is again the Spirit of God's glimpse of the what and the how and the and how wide and how high and how broad and how deep this butchery, kind of a sacrificial butchery of man against man. And let me tell you something, in deeply demon-possessed individuals that have the agenda of the last days marked in them, you have no clue yet to the cold, revel that they have in their heart of human blood and the butchering of human life. This red horse, this rider, has a huge sword. This is going to be used in the context of civil insurrection and butchery, an event, an explosion. The whole earth. Dear friends, as you're listening tonight, we're on part two of a series this week. Maybe you can tell your friends, and they can listen in. You can write to me at shatterxmailsbcglobal.net during the show for questions. You can take a look at shatterthedarkness.net, which is the central site that has a lot of materials, hundreds of downloads that will back what we're even talking about tonight. Take a read of Revelation 6. Do a good study. We're closer than you think. By the way, we are in the middle. I know that for some, Halloween is over, and you think that All Hallows Eve and all those days are over. But November 1st was the Satanist High Priest Day. Tomorrow, November the 4th, Satanic Revels. Girls between 7 and 17. Listen, there's a danger. How's your prayer life? Are you bold in Christ? Are you filled and clothed with the Spirit of God? Do you know your authority in the armor? Listen, this is Russ Dizdar. We'll see you Wednesday night, 6 p.m., right here. God bless you.